All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Mr. Pagano. Hey, Pat, good morning.
And a good morning. I wonder if this forecast is going to go down the drain very quickly.
We've got spitting rain here this morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about this larger area of rain. It looks to me moderately heavy around Hudson right now. It's between Albany and Hudson, and it's moving southeastward. So that would mean it's targeting the northwest quarter of Connecticut. And looking back to all the computer models and all the data, and everything is saying, you know, little if anything this morning. So let's see what happens with this. Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. As a matter of fact, you're right. I'm looking at it right now. And the spitting rain that we're getting is the forerunner to that. And it looks like it's going to come over us, but it might go over the, I don't know, it might miss, like, if you're below Sharon and Canton area, it might miss that. But you're right. There's a big clump that's coming down that's just right now entering western Massachusetts and and northwest Connecticut. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm a little concerned about it. There isn't any lightning in that, so it's just some moderate to heavy rain. And it's associated with a warm front. And I always say that the computer models never, ever, ever pick up a warm front, nor are they able to analyze it properly. And as a result, this could be a miss. But let's look at it this way, folks. So we may get some rain this morning. And if we do, it's going to be in the next couple of hours. By mid-morning, skies are going to be turning partly sunny, and it will become more humid in the mid-70s. Then tonight, there's a chance of showers and a thunder shower, 65 to 70. We have showers tomorrow, mid-70s again. And then we nosedive. Maybe a few showers around on Thursday, 55 to 60 for the high. And Friday, some early rain. Then it turns partly sunny and windy with the highs still in the 50s. The weekend looks good, but cool.
All right, you know, I got something weird going on here. My video on my computer that you know we're live on Facebook every Monday through Friday from 6 to 7. It's very foggy on a computer, but on my telephone, yeah. It looks wonderful. It looks like the cleanest thing in the world. So I'm afraid my video card might be going a little wacky on me on my computer. Well, anyways, enough of that. Hey, Pat. Yeah, 2 days ago, I finally got tired of waking up in the morning with my house being 55, 56 degrees. So the furnace went on. And I'll tell you what, and the only time it really runs is early in the morning now. But it's so nice to get out of my bed onto a warm floor.
I could imagine. I don't have my furnace on yet, but it's not as cool here as it is by you. Well, this morning it's 62 and it's cloudy.
Yeah, this morning the furnace didn't go on, but yesterday and the day before, when it was 40-something and 40-something, it was on. And it's just nice, and not having to run the shower in the bathroom for like 10 minutes to warm the bathroom up. It's just nice not to have to do that.
I can imagine it's nice, yeah. that what you talk about reminds me of the cabin, because it's these days now where, you know, at night, I don't put the propane fireplace on, so you get up in the morning and it's just darn chilly. But we only have 2 weeks to go there. I'll bring you up to date. Our walkways just came out beautiful. I can't tell you how beautiful they are. And today they're up to doing the, they don't call it grout. What do they call it? Mortar. Right?
Mortar,
the mortar?
Yeah.
And in between all those stones. So they're doing that today. Yesterday they did an acid wash and they power washed, which brought the colors of the stones out beautifully. You know, it's almost completed. And yesterday was 1 week. 1 week. And all of this work was done. And we have been waiting since May for the other one. But that's that. I have to tell you that the weekend was not pretty. I mean, it just, you know, I'm just not a driver, folks, and I'm not a traveler. So It just knocks the heck out of me. But, up to the lake Saturday, back to the lake Saturday night. I mean, come back from the lake Saturday night. Go out to dinner. Go catch a movie. I'll tell you about that. Leave at 8, be at church for 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Get back here, jump into the shower, in the car at 9:30, out to Long Island, come back here by 6 p.m. By 8 o'clock, I was absolutely out like a light. And of course, yesterday I worked partially in the office and partially at home, but I went to see Judy, the movie.
Judy, what's oh, Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
How was it?
Well, let me tell you right now, Renee. What's her name?
Zellweger, that one?
Yes, she deserves an Oscar. Not only did she look like her, she tried to speak like her. She had physical motions like her. She did all her own singing, no lip singing, and. While it may have not sounded, exactly like Judy, it was close, and I really think she deserves an Oscar. The movie is taken from the play. The play was supposed to be the last years of her life. It's a dark movie. I found at times a little stretchy and boring, and I really thought that it ended on a very dark note.
Well, she her life was that way. The sad thing is, Pat, there's probably 60% of the people out there who have no idea who we're talking about.
Exactly.
She was one of she was, as far as I'm concerned, the Frank Sinatra of female singers.
I totally agree.
She was she was it, and she had so many problems. I mean, from when she was in The Wizard of Oz to when she grew up with drugs and alcohol. I mean, and the reason I can understand this, my father was a famous comedian in the 50s and 60s, very famous. He had the same problems with drugs and alcohol, and it took a very decent, talented, smart man and took him from us piece by piece way too early. And that's what happened with Judy Garland. Her life was not anything but a dark life. And there's no way you can portray her life without just feeling incredibly depressed at the end of it, because she had so much to offer, and it just all fell by the wayside. And it started at an early age, and I think it started with the treatment of her by the industry she was in.
You're totally right. I mean, she died at 47 years old. But, I mean, everybody has a different take on it. But, me doing our movies that we do every year, I mean, I would have ended it a little differently. To me, even though it was her dark years, and this is the way it really did end, which was sad, I would have tried to turn that around. And what I would have done is showed her on the stage in her last performance and then faded to an earlier performance, like when she was at Carnegie Hall and she was at her best. And then I would have faded to black, and in writing I would have put, Judy died at 47 years old, period. Instead, they ended it. I don't want to ruin it for you. I want you to, see the movie. It was definitely worthwhile seeing, and she definitely deserves an Oscar, in my opinion. Whether or not she gets it, I don't know.
Yeah, but when you talk about her dying at 47, my dad died at, I think it was 54, 50. I
mean, my father died at 54.
I mean, gosh, and it was alcohol and drugs that did him in, and the business he was in and the business she was in, I mean, you can see it. It is a business where you are constantly out amongst people who are drinking and doing drugs. I mean, it is. And the sliver of people that are that involved in it that get through okay are amazing. But she was an amazing talent. If you're out there saying, who is Judy Garland, just Google Judy Garland and get some of her performances, because she had a range and a strength to her voice. She could have been an opera singer. She was just powerful.
She was incredible. And, you know, to any young people out there, you know, I'm not talking teens, but like even 20s. If you go see this movie, you'll see, you'll appreciate the fact that, you know, she was such a great, great talent. I heard Liza was not too thrilled with the movie.
Well, you know, it's tough. If somebody did a movie of my father, I probably wouldn't be too thrilled either. Somebody, you know, there's a guy who's a who's a. Oh, well, we have to go. I'll go into it tomorrow. But there's a guy who writes comedy stuff on history on the internet, and he wrote the facts about my father. And you know, it's hurtful. It is. It's
It
hurtful,
is.
but because you remember the good parts of the people when you're that close with them, you remember how good they were. And yeah, they had some bad times. There's nothing you can do about it. Hey, Pat.
Yes.
We'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll watch the blob of rain.
Watch that blob.
Okay, take care. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.